So before we start here, I've never had to do this with a mic in my hand. But this was a verse that was on this little magnet that we got, I think, at the staff retreat, maybe in 2009. And it's a verse that this magnet's kind of been up in my office for a long time. And it's taken from Romans 12. It says this: "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted." And it's always, for me, been an encouragement to be here, part of this community. So many great people and nice-looking people as well to work with and to be a community with. I'm talking specifically about Andy.
Yeah.
But I thought today, you know, this is something that we do a lot with our UC students in our UC chapel through the year, just to grab some different students, help the community get to know them a little better. Hopefully this creates a little more vulnerability as well. Maybe we come to work and that's really all it is for us, is just coming to work and doing our jobs. But there's such an opportunity here for all of us, whether we're staff, whether we're students, whether we're faculty, to really be here to do life together. So I thought it'd be a good idea to kind of hear from some of our staff members this morning. So I think we'll just go down the line first and maybe just introduce yourself and what you do, and go beyond the job title. Just tell us what you actually do.
Well, my name's Andy Smith, and I've been at Tyndale, I guess, about 20 years now. So it's been quite the journey. Right now, I am part of the marketing department, and I work on the website itself. So my title, although it goes beyond that, I guess, is a website administrator and lead developer. So I kind of deal with a lot of the technical aspects of our website and what sort of goes on behind the scenes, as well as sort of the graphical front end and things like that as well. So, and then we have other members of the team that work on sort of the writing and the content and some of the stuff that people will see on top of there.
My name is Nathan Martin, and I work in the admissions department, specifically the undergraduate side. And so I am a university admissions counselor, undergraduate. But a little bit more to unpack the position is first, I guess, is being a recruiter. So going out and trying to make good connections with prospective students wherever we can find them. So whether it be high schools or church youth groups, or whether it's at a conference or an event, wherever potential candidates may be gathering, that's where we're trying to go and connect with them. And then after we've done that, taking all of the inquiries that we may have gathered from there and trying to establish deeper connections, get them to see Tyndale as part of their future and God's plan for their life. And so it's a lot of back and forth emails, phone calls, you know, reminding them to get in documents, and then working together with financial aid, overcoming the last few barriers of, oh, can I afford this? Convincing them that, oh yes, you can, definitely.
I'll pay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then once we've got everything there and they're committed and everything's handed in, then assisting in the evaluation process and then handing them over to our good friends at registration.
Awesome. My name is Joyce Munga, and I work in the alumni department with Dr. Rob Patterson and an amazing team in the development office. And my role in the alumni department is to engage with our alumni. Well, once the students come from the admissions and registrars, and once they graduate, they are alumni for life. So we get to engage with them, network with them, planning events for alumni, whether it be reunions or dinners or luncheons. and also connect with our current students, just so that when they transition into alumni, we already have the connection and we've networked with them. Yeah.
Sorry. How many years have you guys been at Tyndale?
I've been here for, I think, now 2.5 years. I joined Tyndale on staff February 2010, but I was at the foundation office then in a volunteer position since September 2009.
Yeah. And I've been at Tyndale for about almost 2.5 years as well. Yeah.
Andy, how many years have you been at Tyndale?
20.
Yeah, 20, that's right, yeah.
Veteran.
What's your...
The old guys were saying.
I didn't say you said it. So, what's your favorite part about working here at Tyndale? Whoever wants to go.
Yeah.
Favorite part of being here at Tyndale, working here at Tyndale, being part of this community?
I'll start. I honestly, I think it's the people. It sounds a little cliche, but it's just awesome to be able to work with such an amazing group of Christians and people who are kind of going after that same goal. And I have a unique opportunity where I actually work with my brother, my actual real brother, which is kind of cool. But also working with brothers and sisters in Christ that have that same kind of end goal as well. And one of the things that I've always loved about Tyndale is its mission and vision and its real purpose in the impacting the kingdom of God. And I came back to a story where I was talking to a friend of mine who... works in the automotive industry, and I was asking him about his job and its parts manufacturing, and so I said, well, what parts? And he goes, well, you know, the chairs in the vehicles, right? And I said, oh, so you make chairs? He goes, no, you know, the rails under those chairs. And I'm like, how do you get up and get excited about chair rails in the morning? And when we have this opportunity to have an impact on students that also have an impact on the entire world as they go around, whether it's in the workplace or whether it's in full-time ministry itself. And it's hard to not get excited about that and the impact that Tyndale can have.
yeah, similar to when you started with the community and the people. You really can't say too much about that. Only been here for 2.5 years, but having worked in a few other places out there in the world, I have firsthand experience of what it's like to be in an environment where, you know, there's good people everywhere, but to be able to be in a place and be surrounded by people where no matter how tough the obstacle is in front of you or what the budgetary challenge may be, everybody's striving to, in doing their best and striving hard to achieve the goal, but never compromise the integrity that is so important to a Christian testimony. And so just to have people, around me and above me who are, saying, come on, let's do this, we can do this, but never asking you to do anything that would even be, morally questionable. It's just so refreshing. And it's like, yeah, okay, I'll work hard, I'll do this, this is going to be great. And just to know that I can have respect for the people around me because they've earned it.
I have four things that come to mind, and one is the diversity. In our department alone, we cover, I think, four continents, North America, Europe, Asia, and Africa. That's major right there. But then again, when you come on this campus, it's way over. So I love the diversity of the Tyndale community. As well, I also I love the sense of family that we have here. For me, that was really key because I was a new immigrant in 2009, and when I came here as a volunteer person in September 2009, I found a family here that was ready to accept me from wherever I came from Kenya, and to embrace me as well and welcome me as a staff member. So that was really amazing. I also love the chapel time. It's very few places that you get to have that opportunity to fellowship together as our staff, students, and guests to the campus. That's really amazing. And also the professional development opportunities are available for staff. That's really key. Yeah.
So Joyce wins the prize because she said chapel.
Where?
You win the prize because
Oh, yay!
So for me being here at Tyndall, and this is heading into my 8th year working here at Tyndall, and there's so many lessons that I've learned through working here. I was just even thinking recently of my interview when I was just finishing university and coming here as a student in seminary, and then also applying for this job doing the chapel stuff, and was in an interview with Karina Shea, with George Sweetman, and with Barb Haycraft. And one of the first questions they asked me, and I'm like 21 years old, 22 years old, and they asked me what my theology of worship is. And I, at that point, I had never even thought those words in my head. But they still hired me anyways. And, you know, like 7 years later, I just feel like I've learned so much through being here, through being able to serve here as a student and as a staff member. For you guys, what's one of the biggest lessons you've learned since being here?
I think probably one of the biggest ones is patience. Probably mostly from working with you and not understanding your theology of worship. But definitely patience, both in, because I work with some very highly technical stuff, it can try my patience quite a bit, but just also dealing with people and working through that. I think one of the others is ability to change and being able to see, you know, obviously over that length of period, there's been a lot of change and just working through that. But I think one of the biggest ones is really knowing that God is in control. And a lot of this is hindsight. It would be nice to see it ahead of time, but I've seen a lot of people come and go, and I've seen a lot of things change. But when you see someone go who is really critical and key in a role, and you're thinking, how can this be, you know, God's plan or God's will for Tyndall, whether they're leaving for, you know, good reasons or bad reasons or whatever. But then, you know, you look back a little bit later and you see how God's hand was in it, and you see the person who replaced them. Maybe it was different, but, God had this awesome plan of what he was going to do and where he was going to go with that position or with that role or whatever. And it's just, God is in control, and it's really good to see that. So.
The greatest lesson so far, maybe the, I guess a lesson, a reminder of a lesson, is that God does answer prayer. And thank goodness he doesn't always answer exactly what we pray for, but he seems to see beyond what we think we need to what we really need. And so, yeah, there's been several different instances where it just looked like I didn't see the other side of the situation. I was like, oh, what's going to happen here? I don't know. But I'd go to bed at night, I'm like, all right, just pray with my wife. And I'm like, okay, God, we just leave this in your hands. And then we wake up the next day or a couple of weeks later and get on the other side of the situation and see how God had brought us through. A lot's happened since being at Tyndall, both at work and in just personal life, but it's been pretty amazing.
I've learned pretty much the same thing as Andy and Nathan here, that God provides, he's always in control, despite our circumstances, even when our circumstances may lead us to think otherwise, God is always in control. And the other lesson I've learned is waiting patiently on the Lord. Sometimes he may not answer immediately, but even that waiting period is in itself a great place to be. Not the best sometimes, because it may be painful for a bit, but it's the best place to be in. And he always reminds me of Psalms 40, verse 1 to 5. And that's where he always, those are key verses for my life, because it's always about waiting on the Lord, but he does hear our crying. Yeah.
The end of every school year, when we do missions training, we do 2 days of missions training with Dave Roberts and with all of our missions teams that go out through the summer. And always, every year, right at the very end, there's a question that he asks us to really think about and really ponder. And the question is, if God were to truly bless your trip, what would it look like? And I think this is the last question that we want to ask today, is just for you guys and with your experiences here at Tyndall, everything that you've shared with us already, if God were to continue to bless Tyndale, looking into the future, moving to the new campus, what do you think it would look like?
As part of the marketing department, I have to say full, really big, and full of students, and that. But I think, honestly, I'd really like to see Tyndale itself continue with its strong mission and vision to really focus on being a Christian university, a Christian organization, institution. And not that there's any big fear of that, you know, going for that, but as the larger we get, you know, some of those things tend to, you know, slip a little bit with different people in our community and things. So I guess my biggest dream is that it becomes a big stronghold in Toronto, and as a strong Christian organization, strong Christian institution.
Yeah, well, okay, since marketing and admissions tend to be fairly closely connected, I have to echo the initial thing Andy said, which is bigger, more students, you know, full, just to capacity. Of course, that is definitely the way I'd love to see and would see God blessing it in the future. As we make the move over to the new campus, I get excited, and I was excited always when I sit in the meetings where the architects are up showing, you know, the forecasts and everything that they have, the plans for the new building. And I can stand out in the line. I'm a good daydreamer. I had problems with that in elementary school, but I focused it a little bit more now. But I can stand in front of the lawn at Tyndale and the new campus and totally see, you know, Tyndale students, you know, milling through the courtyards and heading into classrooms. And I can see, you know, the sun shining through, you know, big new windows into a common area where students are sitting and talking and grappling with the most pressing issues in society, and then bringing a biblical and theological take to each one of those situations. And that's exciting. And so, yeah, if I was to dream and look forward and envision God blessing, it would be just halls full, full of people, professors and students who are taking advantage and not taking for granted the blessing that Tyndale is and can be to them and to the community, both Toronto and the larger community.
It's pretty exciting to see the possibilities that we will be having, especially as we move to the new campus. And it's amazing to know that, or encouraging to know that God has His plan already set for Tyndale. My hope is that Tyndale will be a center of learning where students can come, and all students are welcome to come and learn, and they will find a place of refuge, peace, and a transforming of the mind, heart, and character. So that's my hope for Tyndale. But it's encouraging to know God is in control and He has His plan for us.
So sneak in one more question here. Who's your favorite cabinet member? Just kidding.
I almost answered, too.
thank you, guys. Why don't we give them a round of applause? Thank you, guys, for being vulnerable and sharing with us. Why don't we end our time in a word of prayer? God, thank you for this place. Thank you for the community that we can be a part of once again. And we just know that everything is in your hands, in your control. And God, there's so many things that we can't see right now, but we know that you're there and that you do see these things, and that you'll continue to lead us to where you need us to be and where you want us to go, God. Thank you that we have brothers and sisters that we can work with and go to school with and encourage, be an encouragement to one another, God. Thank you for Andy and for Nathan and for Joyce, for the role that they play here at Tyndale, for all the work that they do day in and day out, so that this is a place that reaches the world and impacts your kingdom. Thank you again for this day. Be with us as we go now. We pray this in your name. Amen.